1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1. Oh.
Did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Welcome into the Visit Green County pregame show, the WJPA Sports Network. We're at Peters Township tonight, a battle between two district champions in the state playoffs, Alderdice and Cannon McMillan. Coverage of this contest tonight is brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County. By First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. By Sunny Days in Home Care, providing compassionate care in the comfort of home. SunnyDaysInHomeCare.com. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at CameraForSenate.com. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Visit Green, Green County has something for everyone. Log on to visitgreen.org. By Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By the Hernberger Insurance Agency, located on Route 19, just north of the Meadows. And it's brought to you by the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. 20-6 for the Dragons, 22-4 for Kenny McMillan. Alderdice, the City League champions. Kenny McMillan, the WPIL champions. We'll come back with more of the Visit Green County pregame show right after this and get more into this one. You're listening to the coverage of the state basketball playoffs on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
We go into individuals' homes and provide non-medical care for mainly senior citizens, but also people with disabilities.
For Sunny Days In-Home Care, John Bennett.
We do stuff like bathing, grooming, meal preparation, take people to doctor's appointments. Someone needs a little bit of assistance to help them stay in their home instead of going into a facility, and we like to come in and be the people that do that for them.
Sunny Days In-Home Care, providing compassionate care for your loved one in the comfort of their home. Find out more, SunnyDaysInHomeCare.com.
Back at Peters Township High School on the WJPA Sports Network. Alderdice, the Dragons, 20-6. They won their third straight City League championship over Obama Academy, 66-29. They had to play in a sub-regional in the state playoffs, 6-10. They beat McDowell in that game, 39-32. Then they knocked off Cannon McMillan's section mate, Upper St. Clair, in the first round of the state playoffs, 49-42. They've won seven straight. On the other side, a WPL championship, the first ever for Cannon McMillan over Norwin. Saw them on Friday. They knocked off Governor Mifflin by a score of 48-46. They have won 11 straight. This is also a rematch of a first-round state playoff game from last year at Alderdice, won by 4 by Cannon McMillan. We'll be back right after this as the Visit Greene County pregame show continues on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hello, this is State Senator Camera Bartolotta.
As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making Dream Fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Back at the AHN Arena on the WJPA Sports Network, Bob Ork was glad to be joined by my partner Tom Drakely. Rematch of last year's first round game, a 48-44 win in the state playoffs by Kenny McMillan at Alderdice. Tom, you and I had a chance to see Kenny McMillan defeat Governor Mifflin on Friday. It's a similar situation for the Big Macs, where their opponents, in this case the Dragons, have a super great player on the other side. Senior Bailey White for Alderdice.
She's the real deal, Bob. I mean, she averages 26 points a game. And when you score that many points, here's what it says, that you can score in a variety of ways. And I think one of the things Cam McMillan is going to have to do is limit her touches in the open floor. And what I mean by that is you do not want her coming down in transition because she's too skilled. She'll get to the rim. She'll pull up and shoot shots. You want to make her go against a set defense, and you want to talk and communicate and provide help where you need to. 26 points a game, that's phenomenal. And she's a player.
21,000 would be another great story. 2,135, she's the only player ever at Alderdice, plus 2,000, boys or girls. She's the all-time leading scorer. She's a fantastic track and field athlete, cross-country athlete as well. We'll talk about it. For Kenny McMillan, they had some players who were sick against Governor Mifflin. They gutted through that. They got a victory. One of the players who was good against Governor Mifflin was Madison Clare. She was also great in the victory at Alderdice in the state playoffs last year. A big steal and a basket late in that four-point victory. She's returned to full health tonight for Cannon McMillan, Tom.
Yeah, they did not have an exceptionally fluent offensive night. I thought they were off. Didn't know what the reason was, but now we do know two of their key players were not feeling well. But I do know this. The advantage tonight for Cannon McMillan is their interior presence. When you have Faye Saunders and Madison Clare, who do a very good job scoring around the basket, that's a tough matchup for Alderdice, and they're going to have to try to counteract that. But I honestly believe that that's the advantage Cannon McMillan has. And the one thing they do very well, Bob, they guard you. They guard you.
I wrote this down. I knew you appreciate it because we appreciated Faye Saunders on the glass Friday. She had 13 rebounds in the win at Alderdice last year, Tom. So she'll be big tonight. We're going to take a break. That'll do it for the Visit Greene County pregame show. Back with the opening tip, pop the starting lineups right after this. You're watching and listening to coverage of the PIAA State Basketball Playoffs on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one-of-a-kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Welcome back to the AHN Arena, the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. Also streaming tonight on the NFHS Network. Guess we appreciated the national anthem so much, we're going to run it twice. Why not honor America?
Absolutely.
With Tom Drakely, Bob Workless, two district champions, Pittsburgh City League, which is District 8, and has three championships in a row for the Alton Ice Dragons, and their first title, their sixth overall, their third straight. Bailey White, 32 in that game. Another player to look out for the Dragons, Ryan Sledge, who's been in double figures in both the sub-regional and the first-round matchup. And then a bit deeper for Cannon McMillan. There are the starting lineups on the screen. Ryan Sledge, Bailey White, Sina Tessholm, Talia Block, Kalen Manson, and Sledge and White, the duo to look out for. White, 26 points a game, 2,135 career points.
That's a lot of points, Bob. Very impressive.
Madison Clare, Sam Miller, Lauren Borella, Brooke Stanton, and Faith Saunders is not listed on that list, number 33. Madison Clare headed to West Virginia Wesleyan. Sam Miller is headed to W&J. Lauren Borella is headed to West Liberty. They've got their first ever state championship win last year over Alder Dice. And Alder Dice got their first win. Their win over Upper St. Clair, by the way, was their first playoff win, Tom, in the state playoffs since 1986.
That's a long time.
I was still in college back then.
Well, that's because you were a young man back then.
Back then.
Yes.
I just act like one nowadays.
Oh, that's okay. Hey, and you don't want to sleep on this Alder Dice team, Bob. They're athletic. They get up and down the floor. They can cause chaos in the pressure. Cannon McMillan's going to have to be aware and do a better job making sure they take care of that basketball.
With Bella Super, right, we saw sort of a box of one, a junk defense on Friday. Keep that in the back of your mind should they need to defend Bailey White that way here tonight.
Well, I'm sure they're going to start out on her very tight. You cannot leave her, and you're going to have to be careful because she can handle the ball well and drive it to the basket and draw fouls.
Alder Dice, the Dragons are in the green and white. The white, navy blue, and gold for the Big Macs. First possession, forecourt right. A three is up, back rim by Ryan Sledge. White has the rebound. That's a little bit strong. That bounces into the hands of Lauren Borella. Here come the Big Macs with their first possession. Right wing three is up. That is strong from Faith Saunders. Good rebound underneath by Madison Clare. She goes up, no good. Second rebound is fought for and tied up. And that will give the ball or keep the ball in possession with the Big Macs.
Yeah, and I thought Clare got fouled on her rebound and did a nice job with the putback, but there was a lot of contact and no call, Bob.
Yeah, Kalen Manson was involved, and I thought as well, anticipating whistle. Left elbow jumper, that's no good. White has the rebound of the Madison Clare miss. Moving left to right, Sledge on the right wing, flips it underneath, good pass, good block. Getting the ball back, though, is Talia Block. She puts it on the floor, needs help. She does finally force it out to to Sina Tesholm. She'll drive, go up and under. Her layup is good for the first points of this game. So a 2-0 lead for the Dragons. Good defense. Madison Clear, ready looking. Active, being sick last Friday. She'll drive left side on cue. Madison Clear ties the game at 2.
Yeah, she doesn't look sick right there. That was a beautiful move.
So she was active defensively. A couple rebounds in the first 2 points. Tied at 2, 1:15 into this contest. Bailey White, 0-for-1 so far. Manson, Sledge. She's on the left side, her 3. Front iron no good, and the dead ball rebound goes out of bounds over to Cannon McMillan.
They will take the 3, and when they shoot the 3 and miss, Cannon McMillan have to make sure they're blocking everyone out, and they get that rebound.
They've done a pretty good job of that so far. A couple extra chances, but they've hit the offensive boards as well, the Big Macs. They spread things out.
Well, and how they attack this zone is going to be very, very important.
It's like a 3-2. Saunders on the left baseline, no good. Rebound is pulled down by Sledge. Sledge into the forecourt left. 0-for-2 from 3. Good help defense. Knocking it away was Miller, but it comes to White.
Yeah, good close on White if she was ready to pull the trigger.
Back to Sledge. Keeps the dribble alive. Drives left side. That's too strong. Rebound deflects the block. That's deflected away from her. Goes to Miller, who outlets, and up the floor comes Lauren Barella. She flips it, and a foul on the pass. An elbow is called against Bailey White, her first personal, team first.
And that probably saved a basket for Alderdice, because Canemac had a wide open player.
Yeah, Brooke Stanton.
Yes.
Was wide open. Left baseline inbound to Claire. Plays it out to Miller. She was fantastic. It gets covered. Mifflin has her pocket pick, though, by Sledge. Transition is good. And Ryan Sledge has her first 2, a 4-2 lead for the Dragons.
They will trap you in the half court, and the one thing you cannot do is turn your back on a spin dribble. They'll trap you, and that's what happened. And Sam Miller lost the basketball.
Miller had 3 big threes against Governor Mifflin. It's kind of jump-started the offense in the second half of the Big Macs. That ball is knocked away, looking on the video side on the steal by Sledge. And again, the top of that defense, so it's a 3-2. So there's traffic in and around the elbows and the foul line offensively and defensively for the Dragons, but offensively for Cannon McMillan.
Yeah, and you can't get complacent, because they're going to trap. And when they do, you have to be able to get rid of that basketball.
Left baseline inbound, flipped into Miller. Claire to Saunders, no good. Good backside rebound. Barella has it taken away by Sledge, and that is tied up, and that gives the ball back to Alderdice.
Well, that's 2 good looks that Faye Saunders had. She's missed them both, but that's a good sign for Cannon McMillan if they can get the basketball inside, and that's what they want to try to do offensively.
Dragons with the basketball, leading 4-2. 5:05 to go, turning clock, first quarter. They're in the forecourt right. Bailey White, top of the key, hands it off. Tesholm. And now Sledge moving to her left. Fakes the pass to White. Little switch. Defensively, it's Barella on Bailey White. There's a high ball screen. White flips to the left side. Sledge will drive. Her shot is short. Rebound tracked down by Faye Saunders.
She's a rebounding machine, isn't she, Bob?
Indeed she is. It's a great piece of the puzzle, the junior at 5'10". Miller to the corner. Stanton, left corner, left wing. Sam Miller. Claire finds a cutting Barella. She's on the right block, so that is blocked by Kaylin Manson.
Yeah, she got all that ball and then some.
So a little hesitation driving the blocks, and she left her man, did Manson, who was Saunders. That was a nice reject.
Yeah, and to counteract that, a little shot fake would have gone a long way.
Left baseline inbound for the Big Macs to the near corner. Open 3, bang!
Picking up where she left off.
Yeah, Sam Miller indeed. 5-4, Cannon McMillan.
Can't leave her unguarded. She's been hot.
Against Governor Mifflin, 3 threes and 10 points off 12 of her points on 4 threes in the WPIL championship against Norwin. There's a drive and a floater. That's a pretty finish. Tesholm has 4. It is 6-5 Dragons.
Well, one of the things Coach Fontana was concerned with is keeping them out of the paint, and they've been able to get there and score. So you've got to do a little better job off the guarding the dribbler.
There's another 3 from the near side. Side iron, no. White has the rebound in transition for the Dragons. She'll pull it up and slow things down. Hands it off to Sledge working between the circles, directing traffic. Wants a clear out on the right side. She'll drive. That's good defense, though.
Great defense.
And Saunders has the rebound. In transition, Barella. Right wing for Miller. Her three. That's a little bit strong. Rebound, Tessel. Puts it on the floor in a reach-in coming against Cannon McMillan. That personal is charged against Madison Clare.
Yeah, she's got to avoid those types of fouls because those are not good fouls. Just get back on defense, guard your man. Don't take a foul that you don't have to.
6'5 Dragons, they average 55 points a game, allow 34.3, 48.4 the scoring average for Cannon McMillan, 37.6 defensively. White's three. That goes down. Bailey White has her first basket. That's a four-point lead for Alderdice, 9-5.
Well, she got a double screen high, and nobody came over the top of the screens to pick her up. Easy basket for her.
Barella plays catch with Miller. On the right side, it is Saunders back to Miller. Near side, Madison Clare. She fires up a three. That's off the side iron, and the rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Alderdice basketball with 2:50 left in the first quarter.
Well, right now, Cannon McMillan is settling for those threes, Bob. They have a clear advantage if they can get the ball inside, and that's what they have to do.
Well, you've got Saunders and Stanton at 5'10 and 5'11, but Clare and Barella also go inside, specifically Madison Clare, who's also 5'10. White's on the left wing this time, Bailey White.
Well, she thought about firing it up again.
She did. Miller got over there. There's a long three, near-sided, short from Sledge, rebounded by Saunders. Be careful there. Good pass from Clare, or Miller to Clare. Clare has it blocked underneath. That was Manson again on the block.
Yeah, that was a good block by Manson.
Sledge drive. There'll be a floor foul against Cannon McMillan. This person will charge against Faye Saunders, her first, team second. It'll be a right baseline inbound for the Dragons.
That was a nice block because she had a lane.
That was the first time we've seen Cannon McMillan try to work transition. Forecourt right for the Dragons. Sledge to White. She's at the volleyball line directing traffic. Between the rings, she's got a double screen again. Her three is off the mark, rebounded by Barella.
That's a long three-point shot.
Jumper in transition, no good for Stanton. She had some dribbles to take there.
Yeah, I thought she could have gone all the way in for a layup. I'm surprised she stopped for the pull-up.
Sledge has the rebound. It was actually a two-on-one as well for Cannon McMillan.
Geez, she had a wide-open one.
That sounds three. No
nice
good.
Nice block out.
Really good Stanton.
Oh, that was perfect.
That's how you use your body to get a rebound. She blocked out Bailey White. Right corner, Miller three. Oh, it rims out. Rebounded by Kaylin Manson for the Dragons. Transition for Sina Tesso. She'll split the D. Layup is too strong. Barella clears. She's in transition now for the Big Macs. Comes right to left. Pulls it out to the wing. Deflects around. And they get it out clear. They worked it all the way around to Saunders. She drives to the paint. Left-handed hook off the glass and down for her first two. It's a two-point game.
Talk about a high degree of difficulty with that shot. Wow.
That would get her an H in horse.
No question.
Two-point game under a minute to go. Three-pointer off the mark from Sledge. White fights for the rebound. It ends up with Talia Block. She travels, and that's a turnover for Alderdice.
Well, so far, the tempo's been high-paced, and that favors Alderdice, I believe. I'd like to see Canemac come down and continue to work that ball and get it into their horses because they're hard to stop inside.
Isabella Bobitsky checks in, the sophomore. As a freshman, she had 10 points in the state win over Alderdice last year.
Well, she's a very good player, Bob.
Three, Miller. That rims out. Two good looks in a row from the right wing for Sam Miller. Traveling on the rebound. Manson got fronted. Good sportsmanship by Claire helps her up, but she falls down and turns it over, so the possession stays forecourt left with Cannon McMillan.
Yeah, she lost her balance. That was an easy call. Official standing right on top of it.
Chance to tie or take the lead for the Big Macs.
Sam Miller's had two shots that she's taken, just barely missed.
Well, Bitsky at the right elbow is fouled. That should be number one on Sledge. It is. Yeah, two great looks from the right side on the right wing for Sam Miller, who has a three in this contest. So another right baseline inbound. 33.6 left here in the first quarter. Fast moving. That's too strong.
You can go
get it.
It's
not touched, right? It was not touched.
Not touched.
Luckily by Saunders. They have to save it. That's sloppy. And it's turned over. Tesso drives, splits, and she is fouled. We'll take a quick break late first quarter. Alderdice 9-7 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Meet Hometown, your flexible, user-friendly digital platform built for schools and communities. So your students and supporters can easily buy tickets online, add them to their wallet, and quickly scan for entry. Streamlining event management and boosting revenue with customizable seat maps, season passes, and live reporting. Get started and make us part of your hometown today.
Sina Tichot misses the first free throw with 25.7 seconds to go here in the first quarter. So it stays 9-7. You can hear them in the background. You can see them on the video. Huge crowd for Kenny McMillan here tonight at Peters Township.
It really is a big crowd.
Tashome splits the pair. So 10-7 Dragons. Late first. Claire pulls it out. Flips it to Bobitsky. Her three. Catch and release from the right wing. Rebound deflects into the hands of Manson. She's in transition. Pocket picked from behind by Miller, but it goes out of bounds. 7.3 to work with for Alderdice.
Well, if they haven't figured it out yet, Bob, they better understand that Alderdice is going to push the ball and push the tempo, and they've got to be ready to get back in transition defense.
Right baseline inbound. It'll be to show to White on the right wing. 5 seconds. She pulls up from three. A little bit short rebound. Madison Clare, and that'll do it for the first quarter. After one, KIAA second round playoff basketball action. It is Alderdice 10, Cannon McMillan 7. You're watching it here at NFHS, also brought to you on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
From coast to coast and every state between, X marks the spot as Max Preps is your source for everything high school sports. From schedules, rosters, stats, live scores, video highlights, photos, playoff brackets, to award programs that recognize the hardworking athletes across the country. Max Preps gives you access to every team, every game, and every player. Get in the know today by downloading the Max Preps app, available in both the iTunes and Google Play Store, or visit maxpreps.com, America's source for high school sports.
Hi, we're WVU. You probably know us for screaming. And yeah, we're pretty good at it. But here, it's more than a chant. It's our celebration of innovation.
Let's go.
Our rallying cry for community.
Let's go!
And honestly, it's just our way of life. So whether you're chasing big dreams or just chasing sunsets,
let's go!
Back at the AHN Arena with Tom Drakely, Bob Workwist. 10-7, Alderdice over Ken McMillan. Second round of the PIAA State Basketball Playoffs. Winner of this one gets the winner of Dallastown. They're the second-place team from District 3. They're 24-3. They take on Emmaus, who is the second-place team from District 11. They are 21-7. That game will be Friday. Kenna McMillan, they turn it over. Pass deflected by White. She goes up ahead, one on two. Left it short. Rebounded, grabbed by Sam Miller. They've held White in check so far. Good pass and a foul early as Barella gets fouled by Block. We'll take a quick break. It is coverage of PIAA basketball on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Ground yourself in this moment. What do you smell? What do you hear? That's the sound of a juicy steak with 10 essential nutrients like protein, iron, and B vitamins to support your wellness journey. Now that's my kind of aromatherapy. The nutrition you need, the balance you crave. Together, we bring more. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Borella splits the free throws. Two-point game. Dragons 10, Big Macs 8. Court right for Alderdice, their first possession. Actually, their second possession after the steal of the second quarter. White between the rings, top of the key, guarded by Barella.
Got a guarder out there. Bob, she'll pull that trigger.
Sledge will drive right to left. That is partially blocked by Bobitsky. And here comes Barella. Chance to tie. She will drive and dish. Short jumper near side. A little bit strong from Stanton. Rebound is on the floor. Who gets it? It's Bailey White. She comes up one on two again. She'll spin and dish. Foul line jumper, bang, for Ryan Sledge, who has four. That's a good find by White.
Transition basketball, they're pretty good at it. Got to take that away from them.
Well, she drew the double team, knew someone was open, and it was the trailer, Ryan Sledge. So 12-8, Dragons, right baseline drive. Good pass underneath. Stanton finally corrals it. Pass out to Bobitsky, who saves it. They find a cutter. It's Barella, or excuse me, Claire, lobs to the right side. Miller to Claire. Let's get it right, Bob. And it's up and in for Madison Claire.
Yeah, great look by Miller. She knew Claire was there. She put it up.
Well, you were calling for it, Tom. Two baskets in this quarter, both in the paint.
Got to get the ball in the paint if you're the Big Macs. Don't settle for those long shots.
12-10, still plus two for the Dragons. White fakes a three now. Keeps the dribble alive, goes back left with it. And now comes back to the near side to Shome. She fakes a three. She'll drive and dish. Manson, line drive, jumper no good. Rebounded by Brooke Stanton.
They've done a good job, Bob, limiting them to one shot. Now they got to come down and execute offensively here.
Right side, it is Madison Claire on the baseline to the near blocks, and that's stolen away. Try to find Bobitsky, and it's Sledge. She is double-teamed. Finally, they get the tie-up. Good pressure by Bobitsky and Miller. We're going to get a timeout by Alderdice. No,
it's a warning on the Alderdice coach.
It's Ellen Gillard.
Not happy.
Who was their head coach. Well, she could have an argument because there was an awful lot of contact on that tie-up.
Well, she does have an argument, and I thought there should have been a foul called, but you know how it is in these playoff games. They let these players quote-unquote play. That was a foul. I get it. She was justified, but she has to be careful because the next time it'll be a technical.
Next time you're teed up.
Absolutely.
She walked to the end of the bench, arms folded. The scowl is there.
Oh, it's there.
Yes. It'll stay there for a while. They have the two-point lead, though. They do have the basketball on the altered possession, the Dragons. Forecourt right, it's White spinning. Good defense by Sam Miller. Back out to Shome, drives the right side, throws it up. Can't get it to go. Good rebound by Talia Block, and she is fouled, I believe, by Isabella Bobitsky.
Yeah, Bobitsky on the foul there. I tell you what, they're taking some tough shots, and Canamac's doing a great job in the defensive end. They've made some of those shots, Bob. It's been those transition baskets where they have been hurt.
Bobitsky out, Bella Urso in for the Big Macs.
Yeah, we saw Bella Urso do a great job in the last two games off the bench for Canamac Miller.
Well, to the right wing, Tashion bounces it to Ryan Sledge. And now White between the rings. Forecourt right. She'll drive left. The runner. That won't go. Good rebound by Manson. Finds Sledge. But her shot is wild. That deflects. Out of bounds, and they say, off of the hands of Madison Claire.
Well, this has been a hard-fought game early on. Lots of activity and action.
Right baseline inbound for Alderdice. Leading 12-10. Just a minute 54 into the 2:54 into this quarter.
Oh, that's a bad call.
White that got bailed out.
Come on now.
She drove from the right blocks towards the left, and they call a foul on Miller.
We had a perfect view up here. That was not a foul.
Should have been a travel.
Yeah, she traveled. Exactly. She had her back to the play. She could not have seen that.
Inbound the block. Top of the key to Sledge. Spins, little Euro, off the glass is too strong. Good rebound, though, by Block. It's an extended possession for the Dragons. White falls down, ball comes loose. Transition for Barella. She is fouled, and Lauren Barella will shoot two when we return right here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
First free throw good, second free throw good. Three foul shots in a row for Barella. She ties this game at 12 here in the second quarter.
She made a great decision to split the defenders and draw that contact on the last possession.
White guarded by Urso. Flips it to Sledge. And those two guards at the top of this offense.
You know, basically it's dribble, dribble, go, let me go. You've just got to guard those two. And if you do, you can make it tough on him.
White on the left wing bounces it right. Talia block back to White. She'll drive to the baseline. Almost lost possession. Gets it back in the left corner. Enters the block. She's tied up. Good hands by Bella Urso.
Telling you, she's a spark plug. You put her in a game, she does something positive.
So just three or four by Barella, Tom, tonight, all from the foul line. But her energy is better than she was. She was one of the players who was ill on Friday.
Yes, and you can see a different player tonight. She has a lot of energy, and she's running the show like she is. That's her job.
Clears it out now, forecourt. Right chance to get the lead for Kenna McMillan. High post, Madison Clare. Entry pass, Stanton. She goes left, or right then left. She is fouled. Brooke Stanton will shoot two when we return on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Introducing personal loans from First Federal of Greene County. Now you can access up to $25,000 with no collateral, no application fee, and no closing costs, plus fixed rate interest, flexible loan terms, and a simple application. This is a personal loan designed for your busy life. Visit ffgc.bank for more information or visit a loan officer in Washington or Waynesburg to get started today. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
Stanton splits the free throws and the lead is 13-12 now for Cannon McMillan. Even though they're 4-6, Tom, six free throw attempts already in this second quarter for Cannon Mack.
Yeah, and I think that's a good sign, too. That means you're going to the basket and you're getting the ball to some big players.
Sledge was driving on the right baseline. Good help defense by Barella. Deflects it away and out of bounds it goes.
Well, they're going to make it tough on her, and you know that they're aware of where she is at all times. And when she drives, you've got to send an extra defender at her.
Sledge will inbound baseline right for Ryan Sledge. Lobs it out to Bailey White. She goes left, gets a pick. Pick and roll to block. Spins. That might have been blocked. She gets her own rebound.
She walks.
Forces up. She does. Traveling against Alderdice. Give her credit for getting the rebound, but she got a whole bunch of traffic around her.
Well, there were several defenders, and she had nowhere to go, lost her balance, and easy call.
One-point lead for the Big Macs. They trailed by three after the first quarter. They've outscored the Dragons 6-2 here in quarter number two. There is Miller. And now on the near side, Brooke Stanton flashing out Barella. She'll come left. Tries to go to Claire. And now Miller comes out high. Sam Miller back to Urso. She is fouled. That'll be number two against Ryan Sledge. But Janella Gillard, I was there earlier this year when she got, or it was at the end of last year when she got inducted into the Pittsburgh Basketball Club's Women's Hall of Fame.
Wow.
She scored over 2,400 points and over 1,200 rebounds at Albert Gallatin.
That's a technical foul.
She is teed up.
That's a technical foul. No.
Is it on Cannon McMillan?
No.
Or is it on White?
It's on White.
Did she reach over?
Yes, she did. She touched the ball. I saw that. If we get a replay, you can see it clearly, Bob. Yeah, that's an automatic. Jeez, that's a tough one on Bailey White.
Mark that up.
Well, technicals
are first. Yeah, it's two, yep.
Yep.
Those two on her now. So free throws on the tech foul for Madison Clare. Mention Ellen Gillard. 2,400 points, 1,200 rebounds at Albert Gallatin. She was Louie Hall. Her middle name is Louise. Then she went on to Duquesne where she scored over 1,300 points and pulled down over 500 rebounds. And then went to play professionally, internationally. Came to Alderdice as a counselor, was an assistant at Westinghouse, an assistant at Alderdice, now the head coach of the Dragons.
Boy,
so that's big because you get 2 points and you still keep possession.
You got possession. But, boy, what a resume by their head coach. Impressive.
I remember her as Louie Hall for the Colonials of Albert Gallatin.
It's going back away.
Saw her. You know, any chance that I'm getting invited to a banquet for a free lunch, I'm in. You got to have priorities, Tom.
Yes, you do, and I'm with you on that.
Actually, my cousin got inducted into the Hall of Fame, so I was there to honor her. Saw a whole bunch of people that I knew and also was familiar with, including Coach Gillard. Turnover, flashing open on the baseline was Claire, but the pass was just a little too tall.
Well, she needed to wait an extra second, and she just got a little excited. She saw her coming wide open, just threw the pass a little too long for her, for
so
Madison Clare.
8-2 in this quarter for Kenny McMillan. So they've got a three-point lead, their biggest. Sledge will pull it back out now between the rings, forecourt right for the Dragons. She goes around a screen. Her runner is off the back of the rim. No good. That's out of bounds off of Kenny McMillan. It was Bobitsky fighting for the rebound along with her teammate Madison Clare. So a right baseline inbound for Ryan Sledge and the Dragons.
Well, we still haven't seen Faye Saunders come back in the game. She picked up two quick fouls, so she's not going to get in this half. So these guys are going to have to hold the fort down.
Against Governor Mifflin, it was Stanton who had the foul trouble.
That's correct.
And they had to work through that. Did good, Max. And John Fontana in his third year here at Kenny McMillan. A drive. Layup is off the front rim, though. Claire has it. And then Claire is tied up by Kalia Sharif, who is checked. Including Kalia Sharif, also on the girls' soccer team at Alder Dice. And the tie-up gets the ball back for the Dragons.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
You think it's a foul? I thought it was a foul.
I did too, but I don't want to be critical, but my goodness. What are we looking at down there?
Sharif has it to White. She'll direct traffic from the right wing. She'll drive left. Good step out by Bobitsky.
Yeah, nice job by Bobitsky that time. Well, and that's what you have to do. She's such a prolific scorer, and if you let Bailey White just set her feet and shoot, she's going to kill you.
Or drive, right? If that help defense doesn't come, she's on her way down the left block.
Well, and she's going to the left side, and she's a left-hander.
So good defense by Bobitsky. The lead is 5. Kenny McMillan, by the way, is in the bonus. They've got 6 of their 8 points in the second quarter at the free throw line. Right wing for Sledge, guarded by Miller. Now White. She gets the high screen and a good switch there by Bobitsky.
Bobitsky's doing a great job defensively for the Big Macs.
Sledge with it, guarded by Miller. Ryan Sledge clears out, hands it off to Tashome. She'll drive and draws the foul on Sam Miller. That's her second. Down to a minute 18 to go in the second quarter. 15-12, Kenny McMillan. Just one field goal for the Dragons in the second quarter, courtesy of Ryan Sledge. Off the bench, Olivia Ross.
We saw Olivia Ross come in the championship game and knock down a big shot. So very capable.
She of the golden pipes, Olivia Ross.
Oh, boy, did she ever.
Pass to White. Good job to catch that to get the shot up. It bounces around, no. And a reach in. That'll be 3 on Talia Block. And it'll be bonus free throws as well for Kenny McMillan as we break late in the second quarter on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Our motto at Sunny Days is put our clients and our caregivers first.
For Sunny Days In-Home Care, John Bennett.
We care about people and we want people to have better lives because we're involved with them. We'd love for you to go and check out our website, fill out an application, and we can talk to you more. And we really like to have good people. And the big thing we're looking for is if you're a caring and compassionate person, and that's our top quality.
Sunny Days caregivers make a difference in people's lives. Find out how you can join the team. Log on sunnydaysinhomecare.com.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
2 free throws are good for Saunders. There's a miss for the Dragons and a tie-up as Sharif ties up Bobitsky. It is 8 of 10 at the foul line in the second quarter. By the way, with Kalia Sharif in there, I want to give a shout-out to Jeremiah Dugan, who is the head soccer coach on the girls' side at Alder Dice. Great guy. We have interacted a lot, found out that he was a Pitt fan, Tom, so we became friends by commiseration.
Well, Pitt fans have to be happy.
Well, they're
today.
Happy today, right?
How about that win?
They got a victory in the ACC tournament. 2 more free throws.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
But it was a tie-up. It was actually a foul, so Bobitski had two free throws. She missed them,
yeah,
but still a five-point lead for the Big Macs.
Boy, you'd love to knock one or two of those down.
At least one of two, right?
Yep, absolutely.
White around the screen. Look at the switches.
Well, and that's really bothering Alderdice. The way they switch really has made them think. It's taken a lot of their ability to drive the basketball away.
White from behind, a reach on Barella. It'll be a right baseline inbound with half a minute left in this second quarter.
Yeah, and I think they called that on Olivia Ross there, Bob.
Oh, it is Ross, 23, so her first. Teshome, White drives from the left to the right. She's fouled. She'll shoot. That's another foul on Ross as we take a quick break from the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
White made the first, missed the second. Manson, Kalen Manson tracks down the long rebound. 20 seconds left before halftime. Alderdice down four. They've got the ball forecourt right. Right wing to Teshome. She'll cross over and drive. Off the window short. Rebound is deflected. Tracked down near corner by Barella. Nope, she steps out of bounds with 6.6 to go before the break.
Yeah, good hustle by Barella, but she just couldn't keep the paws in bounds that time.
So we have
6.6 seconds here, Bob. Time for a good shot.
Yeah, side in by Sharif. Sledge with four. She's at the volleyball line, top of the key, with two right side. Nope, an offensive foul. It's Sharif with the illegal screen.
Yeah. We have seen that call so often. It's been called a lot this year in these playoffs. Boy, if you're not set, they're nailing you.
Just one field goal and one free throw in this second quarter for the Dragons. Inbound with 0.7, and that'll do it. Just one field goal, but eight free throws for Cannon McMillan in the second quarter. You add that all up, it is a 17-13 lead for the Big Macs at the break. We'll step aside, come back, talk about the first half right after this. You're watching coverage of the PIAA State Basketball Playoffs on NFHS. Also, listening tonight on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
You deserve a bank that drives your business, one that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions, ones that are built for the unique journey your business is on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Princescape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Back here at the AHN Arena, Peter Stalchip. It is Kenny McMillan leading Alderdice in the state basketball playoffs, 17-13 at the half. Bob Work was Tom Drakely. You heard the voice of the great guy, Montecalvo. His daughter's in action, Laura. Chartiers Houston girls, Bishop McCourt girls. That game will be joined in progress after this one, but always great to hear, and I'd love to run into Coach Montecalvo, and we get the opportunity to see each other.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Good, no pun intended. He's a good guy.
He's a good guy, yeah. And name guy.
You know, yes, he is.
Watching some highlights, just one field goal in the second quarter for the Dragons. And, Tom, the defense against Bailey White has been fantastic.
It's outstanding. And I'm telling you right now, the switching defense, because of Cannon McMillan's size and length, they have long arms. When they switch, they cause you problems because they don't switch casually. They switch out in the direction of the dribbler, and it causes them problems, and all five players can switch. That's a luxury to have, and I think that's really affected Alderdice on the offensive end, held them to 3 points in the second quarter. The other glaring statistic, 2 for 4 from the line for Alderdice, but you look at Cannon McMillan, 12 attempts, 8 makes. That's huge. That's the difference of the ball game right
all
now.
All that in the second quarter. When we were together Friday with Governor Mifflin, it was missed layups. They had a few of those tonight. And then later in the game, it was missed free throws. But 8 of 12 is good, right? That's why they have this four-point lead. Well, and you were calling for, right, a lot of that is getting to the hoop, right?
Oh, it is.
And they did that.
And they got the ball inside. But when you look at the scoring column, only 3 players have notched points for Alderdice. And we look down at Cannon McMillan, they have 5 and should have had 6. Albeit Izzy Babitsky missed her 2 free throws. So they're getting contributions from more players. They have a little more depth. That doesn't mean they're going to win, but that certainly is something in their favor.
5 points for Teshome, 4 apiece for Sledge and White for the Dragons, 6 for Clare, 3 apiece for Miller, Varela, and Stanton for the Big Macs. Faye Saunders has 2. And you add that off, it's 17-13. Again, the winner of this one, Dallas Town and Emmaus, that's a 7 o'clock tip tonight. That is the third-place team out of District 3, and the second-place team out of District 3, the second-place team out of District 11. Unlike this one, which is 2 district champions, the City League champ and the WPIL champs, Kenny McMillan, Friday for one of that winner versus the winner of this one. Also, you're in action tomorrow.
Oh, I am.
You'll drive to Altoona for some 5A basketball, the Peters Township Indians, and our favorites, the Trinity Hillers, in a doubleheader tomorrow.
Yeah, Trinity's, they're going to have their hands full. They're playing a very, very talented basketball team tomorrow night in Mannheim Central. And, Mannheim? No, that's right. Peters plays Mannheim Central. I think they have a great opportunity. Trinity's going to have to play one of those perfect games to win tomorrow, and they're capable. And I keep telling you, and I tell everybody that wants to listen, they nearly beat South Fayette. If you can stay with South Fayette, you can stay with any team in the playoffs. So we'll keep our fingers crossed for both of those teams tomorrow night. Had a chance to talk to Coach Lambierre from Peters Township. He and I had a nice conversation tonight as they were having a practice, and he's very excited about the opportunity, and he calls it bonus basketball for his team. So we'll hope the Hillers are ready and on their game as well.
Saw the Hillers in that game against South Fayette, and they followed a similar game plan in the win over Hollidaysburg on Saturday. We were there to see that one as well. It is tomorrow. It's Trinity and York Suburban.
That's right,
Peters,
York Suburban.
And Mannheim Central.
And I'm telling you,
it all
you,
runs together at this time of the year, understandably, Tom.
Well, I've been watching so much tape, I think I'm coaching again, but I'll tell you what, York Suburban, they have some players, folks, and they can shoot the basketball. And, I mean, the thing I was most impressed with is the depth of their shots. They shoot out by the volleyball line without hesitation, and they've got a couple of players. So it'll be interesting to see how they counteract that. But we've got ourselves a whale of a ball game here, Bob.
Yeah, 4-point lead for the Big Macs at the half, 17-13 over Alderdice. You're watching it on NFHS. We'll step aside, get you ready for the second half. on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
When you fire up Big Ten Plus, you get more game, nonstop, around the clock. More live games you won't see anywhere else. More access to your team, wherever you want, 24/7. More stories.
Unstoppable.
More highlights.
Whoa!
More big-time playmakers. Plus, catch up to four games at once so you'll never miss more shots, spikes, and scores. Download the Big Ten Plus app today. It's always game on.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
For Sunny Days In-Home Care, John Bennett.
We go into individuals' homes and provide non-medical care for mainly senior citizens, but also people with disabilities. We do stuff like bathing, grooming, meal preparation, take people to doctor's appointments. Someone needs a little bit of assistance to help them stay in their home instead of going into a facility, and we like to come in and be the people that do that for them.
Sunny Days In-Home Care, providing compassionate care for your loved one in the comfort of their home. Find out more, sunnydaysinhomecare.com.
Back at Peters Township, Bob Workwis, Tom Drakely. Streaming on NFHS on the WJPA Sports Network, Jason Tennant running the show tonight. Brandon Bennett, Kyle Lamb also on crew. You mentioned you felt like you were coaching again. First of all, I love that you and everyone else still call film, which is a great homage to when it was film, right?
Coaches
called the same way, right? Look at the film.
It dates me.
Well, it dates me too as well, but... Put your hat on, Keys, for the Big Macs and the Dragons in the second half, Tom.
I think for the Big Macs, it's very, very clear. You've got to make a conscientious effort to get the big girls' touches. Run everything through Claire and also through Saunders, and good things will happen. Defensively, you continue to your switching. Do not lose sight and do not give space to Bailey White. If you're on the other side, you've got to find a way to get shots for your two best players, Ryan Sledge and Bailey White. That may mean several screens, some stagger screens, perhaps some quick hitters, but you've got to come up with a formula. They're not getting it done in the transition game, then we got to find a way in the half-court game to get shots for our stars.
Mentioned the win over Upper St. Clair in the first round. Congratulations to Aaron Gillard, by the way, too. That was her 150th win at Alderdice, career win.
Yeah, she's
there was her first win since 1986.
Hard to believe. She's a very good coach, does a good job. That's pretty evident out here as you watch her team play.
Kenna McMillan last year, they beat Alderdice in the first round. That was their first ever state win against Governor Mifflin Friday. That was PIAA win number two. They're trying to zero in on PIAA win number three here tonight. They've got the basketball forecourt right to start the second half, and the whites, blue and gold, it's the green and white for the Dragons. Inside out, it is Miller. Quick pass, Barella drives, contact, no whistle. Shot for Stanton, her three, no good. Rebound, Saunders knocked away by Manson. It'll be a right baseline inbound for the Big Macs.
Boy, I thought Saunders may have touched that last, but apparently Manson hit the basketball out of her hand.
So Barella has got 3 points all at the free throw line. Inbounds, good inbound. Off the window, though, by Claire. No good. Saunders had the rebound. That's no good. Rebound tracked down by Claire. Throws it up. I thought that hit White, but they say out of bounds off of Brooks Stanton.
Well, the official was right on top of that. I couldn't see. Stanton did hit the basketball.
Mary LaCoco, our referee tonight. Another one. I've made a friend or two in my travels, Mary being one of them. I've got a new... Sharon Levy, also on the girls' soccer team, has checked in for the first time. She runs around the screen but doesn't get it. White tries to clear it out on the right wing. White comes left with it to Tesha and will drive from the wing. Puts it up, no foul. And fighting for the rebound, it's Faye Saunders.
Boy, there's been a lot of contact both ways, hasn't there?
Agreed. I was anticipating another whistle there, which never came. Claire drives from the left wing. Good block by Manson. We've seen a couple of those.
Wow.
And then Saunders knocks the rebound away. Block is trying to pass out.
Yeah, Manson did a great job. I'll tell you what, she was right there on the spot for the help and knocked that ball out of bounds.
Because that was a good authoritative drive.
It really was.
From the wing by Madison Clare.
Well, and I keep doing that if I'm Madison Clare. Don't let a block shot discourage you.
Entry pass. Block. Can't control it. Turnover for the Dragons.
The turnovers have been relatively low here tonight, but in this low possession, low scoring game, turnovers are important. Full court press here by Alderdice. Big Macs have to get it in.
Morella keys it in. Gets it back. That's well done. She'll break the timeline. She wants to go coast to coast. She'll flip it. Saunders. It's a foul. I believe it's on Manson.
Oh, no question.
She got tied up with Barella on that drive and pass.
Well, and they should have blown the whistle earlier. Because as Barella was coming down the floor, the defender was all over her.
It's on Sharif. So that's the foul. Not where the collision happened. On the pass.
Exactly.
Inbound comes to Madison Clare. Entry pass to Saunders. Outside, it is Stanton driving and dishing. Saunders three. Back rim, no. Clare fights for the rebound. Stripped away and tracking it down to Sheeran Levy. Here come the Dragons. Peter Kim has yet to score in this quarter. The drive by Tesho, no good. Good rebound by Manson offensively. Out to Bailey White. She will drive and scoop and score. Rare room for White, but she found it.
Yeah, she split two defenders and was able to scoop it up into the basket.
Entry pass to Clare. Spins, no, but she's fouled, and Madison Clare shoots two free throws, and we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Both free throws good. Madison Clare is 8-4-4 tonight from the foul line, and the lead is back up to 4 for the Big Macs at 19-15. Haley White, by the way, second in the district. Good block, Madison Clare. Took it away from Talia Block.
Yeah, held her ground, hands straight up in the air to avoid the foul.
She
great job.
The fourth City League player, Bailey White, did since 1982-83 to be first or second in the entire district's in Western Pennsylvania.
Well, there was a foul called.
PCL. Yeah, there was a foul.
But I'm not sure who it's on.
We'll get it now. It's Sina Tashome gets her second. Great baseline inbound. She's got cross-country records at Alderdice. She's got gold medals in the 800 and 1600 meters track and field. Good rebound, Clare, off the Saunders miss. But Clare can't get it to go.
Ah, two good looks. Neither one
really
fell.
Really good looks.
Yes.
White in transition is fouled.
Sam Miller on the foul.
White has track and field offers from Clarion, Edinburgh, and Slippery Rock, and she's interested in IUP. She has interest basketball-wise, Bailey White does, at the Division III level.
Well, she's a very good player.
Fantastic athlete, right?
She really is. Very diversified player.
Levy misses a three.
How is that not
nice
a foul?
Rebound by Manson. Long arms. Second shot miss. Saunders has the rebound.
Went over the back. Long arms. And I mean, she was blocked out. They didn't call it.
Good hesitation by Barella. Stops on the left blocks, though. Hands it off to Miller, who hands it off to Saunders. The runner. And that doesn't go. That's a good look. And out of bounds off of Faye Saunders. Three really good looks in a row for the Big Macs, Tom. None of them going down.
Yeah, all you can do is shake your head. I mean, you're getting the quality looks. Got to start knocking those down.
Still leading by four. Just over 3 minutes gone. White drives right side. You don't want her to eat up. You do if you're a Dragon.
If you let her turn the corner, she will beat you.
We got a timeout with 4:42 to go. Third quarter. Kennebec Bell 19, Alderdice 17. on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
This game is presented under broadcast rights granted by the PIAA as an intended exclusively for the private non-commercial use of our audience. Any other use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the PIAA, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid for by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2026. A drive and a dish. Stanton to the wing, and a drive and a foul by Faye Saunders as they work big to big. We'll break as well on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small town charm meets wide open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Saunders makes the first and the second free throw. She's got all five of her points tonight at the foul line, and the lead four once again for the Big Macs, 27-17. Ryan Sledge back in for the Dragons. First time tonight, we see Kate Bindenwald off the bench. White drives left side. She gets that to go. She had just four and one field goal in the first half. She's got three field goals and 10 points now. Three field goals here in quarter three.
You got to take the drive away. You cannot allow her to penetrate. She's too clever. That help was slow getting there once again, and she made him pay.
Around the screen, inside out on the pass. Claire was in the paint, pass to Miller, but she's fouled.
I tell you what I'm noticing. And if I'm the Cannon Mac staff, I'm telling my bigs, you take it up to contact. Do not try to avoid contact. The fouls will be called. Take the basketball in and draw the contact and go shoot free throws.
Claire shoots two when we return on the WJPA Sports Network.
You deserve a bank that brings fresh ideas to your business. One that can see you're a cut above and knows you like you know your customers. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on preparing personalized solutions, ones that cater to the unique needs of your business. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Claire makes both. She's got 6 for 10, 6 of 6.
Canamax gone to a zone, Bob.
Yes, I noticed that. Peschum, that's a nice drive. She swooped in from the right wing to the left side to finish. She's got seven.
Too easy. Against the zone, you should never allow that kind of dribble penetration.
Claire flashes out high, guarded by Sledge, who knocks it away. Saunders will track it down. They're half court for the Big Macs. Faye Saunders driving left, flipping left. Stanton bangs the tray home.
Boy, they needed that. Brooke Stanton from the corner for the tray.
Her first field goal was a three. This five-point lead is the biggest for Cannon McMillan in this game. Sledge to the wing. Teshome drives. She's fouled by Faye Saunders. She'll shoot free throws when we return on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages. Home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Teschel makes the second, missed the front, and she has eight, and it's 26-22. And Chartiers Houston and Bishop McCourt joined in progress tonight on WJPA. That is girls basketball in the States. That's a nice drive. Good block. Manson with another block as she stripped face Saunders. White protecting with that elbow. Fires it up, no good. Rebounded by Sam Miller.
Yeah, Saunders was a little bit indignant. I think she thought she got fouled on that. That's a pretty good block.
Manson has been good defensively. That's a turnover. As driving on the left side was Barella, apparently dribbled it off her ankle. The turnover for the Big Mouse.
Yeah, losing her balance there on the drive, Bob, and she just couldn't get a handle on it.
The offenses have kind of ticked up. It was 17-13 at halftime. They ticked up a little bit here in quarter number three. Still plus four for the Big Mouse at 26-22. Ball to the wing. White on the left baseline. That's strong on the 15-footer. Rebounded by Sam Miller. Barella. Forecourt right. Comes to the right side. Enters it to Claire. She spins. That's short. Rebounds on the floor. And it's picked up by Bailey White. Two on three. White driving right. She is fouled by Stanton. Stanton, that arm came down. Two free throws for Bailey White. When we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
White misses the first free throw, the second. Misses that one as well.
Wow, that's unusual.
I was going to say her body language was good because she's been held in check until she missed both free throws.
Yeah, really, she was disappointed in herself.
She missed her last three. She made her first foul shot, has now missed three in a row. So it stays a four-point lead for Kenna McMillan. After you pass to Claire, she's fouled from behind. That'll be three on Sledge.
Well, that was a mismatch that time.
Like it. Take advantage of it. Free throws forthcoming when we return on the WJPA Sports Network.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Claire makes both. She has all six free throws. She's 8 of 8 from the foul line and 12 points. That's a game high.
Yeah, you don't want to foul her because she's really
Listen,
good
Tom,
from the
if
line.
If I get that one-on-one in the paint with Claire, I'm going to that 11 times out of 10 if I'm Kenna McMillan.
Absolutely.
There's a drive at the other end and more free throws when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Introducing personal loans from First Federal of Greene County. Now you can access up to $25,000 with no collateral, no application fee, and no closing costs, plus fixed rate interest, flexible loan terms, and a simple application. This is a personal loan designed for your busy life. Visit ffgc.bank for more information or visit a loan officer in Washington or Waynesburg to get started today. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458729.
Teschel missed the first foul shot. Foul line left for the junior. Sina Teschel makes the second. 3 of 10 at the free throw line tonight for the Dragons. Teschel has 9. White has 10. Sledge has 4, but Sledge has not scored at all in this third quarter for the Dragons, who trail by 5. Kenny McMillan with the ball, leading 28-23. Claire drives.
Where's the foul?
Blocked again by Manson.
You have to be kidding me.
Contact at the end of that. Sledge crosses over, drives the runner. Way strong. Good rebound by Madison Clare.
I can't believe it, Bob.
There's Clare in the paint. Bounce pass. That's a good find. Clare to Barella for two.
Boy, that was a great unselfish pass that time by Madison Clare. And Barella finishes at the rim.
7-point lead is the biggest for the Big Macs in this contest. 30-27, 25 seconds to go, third quarter. Ball's deflected. It's Ryan Sledge driving from the left wing. That runner is too strong. Good rebound by Barella. 15 for the Big Macs. Look at that heave. Let's reverse it. It was Clare to Barella. Now it's Barella to Clare for the layout.
Madison Clare. What a game.
She's got 14. Three to shoot for the Dragons. Here's White. It's good if it goes. It does not. Good finishing kick in the third quarter for the Big Macs. There's the outlet. Home run pass from Barella to Clare for two on the video. It's 32-23, Kenny McMillan after three. It's BIAA basketball coverage on NFHS and on the WGAPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
We go into individuals' homes and provide non-medical care for mainly senior citizens, but also people with disabilities.
For Sunny Days In-Home Care, John Bennett.
We do stuff like bathing, grooming, meal preparation, take people to doctor's appointments. Someone needs a little bit of assistance to help them stay in their home instead of going into a facility, and we like to come in and be the people that do that for them.
Sunny Days In-Home Care, providing compassionate care for your loved one in the comfort of their home. Find out more, sunnydaysinhomecare.com.
Hello, this is State Senator Camera Bortolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Big Ten Plus. Get 3 months of Big Ten Plus for only $4.99 per month. Scan the QR code or go to BigTenPlus.com and enter NFHS when selecting a monthly pass at checkout.
On the video, we see the Alder Dice huddle. They're down by nine. Still only three players, Tom, have scored for them. Let me throw some more numbers out to you. Pluses for Kenny McMillan. Big Macs are 16 of 20 from the free throw line tonight.
Yeah, I had them 16 for 21. But I'll tell you what, 4 for 10 for Alder Dice, that's the biggest factor in the game, the ability of Kanemak to get to the line and make free throws. And Madison Clare has been just perfect in that department. Continue. If they're going to stand behind her, Bob, throw her the ball.
Do it. I told you.
Absolutely.
11 times out of 10. Make that entry pass.
Now they got to play.
She's 8 of 8. She's got a game high 14, does Madison Clare.
Now you cannot allow the good players to get open looks.
Leave the open look right side, but misses the three. Rebounded by Clare.
Don't have to rush this. They do not have to rush
this. Wide open. Take that. Well, they missed it, though. Rebound up. Saunders went through Stan's hands. Two on one. White will drive and dish. Teshelm left it short. Good job by Saunders to get back defensively after missing a shot, get the rebound. It's knocked away now from Barella. Barella bounces it to Clare, who finds Saunders in transition. Oh, good look at this passing. And another extra pass. Don't need to shoot it. That's smart. Clare will drive and dish. Miller's three.
Oh, yes! Sam Miller.
Three in the first quarter. Trey in the third. 12-point lead, the biggest for Cannon Mack. 35-23.
And I'm like you. I didn't think she had to shoot it, but I had a feeling she was going to knock it down.
White drives off the window. No. Rebounded by Miller.
Now you can take some time. You don't have to rush things.
Stanton will drive and dish. Or you find open face Saunders underneath the hoop on the right side. Timeout. Alder Dice. Kenny McMillan 37. Alder Dice 23. It's coverage of PIAA State Basketball on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
It's a 5-0 start to the fourth quarter for Canada McMillan. They lead by 14, 37-23 with Tom Drakely, Bob Workless on NFHS video-wise, WJPA Sports Network audio-wise. They held the Big Macs, held the Dragons to 3 in the second quarter. 10 in the first, 10 in the third, but a big 5-0 start for this fourth quarter for Kenneth Millen to build their biggest lead.
Well, that's huge because it's going to force Alderdice to shoot the ball a little quicker than maybe they would like to. But the thing that I really like is the unselfish play by the Big Macs. Made great passes on those last couple baskets.
It was Barella to Claire, Claire to Barella, or vice versa. That time it was Stanton to Saunders for the easy layup right before the timeout. Flip it out, block, right side, Tesholm's three, way strong. That's a good rebound by Faye Saunders. She got inside position on Kaylin Manson. The outlet, tap,
score! Beautiful!
They threw it to Miller, who taps it to Claire, who lays it in. 14-point lead for the Big Macs.
How do you like the unselfish play?
And a foul.
It's a clinic right now, Bob. It's a clinic.
There
Look
was the
at
long
that.
Out-run pass and the extra unselfish pass. Senior to senior.
Oh, you've got to love it. And if you're Coach Fontana, you got to be so happy and pleased with what they've done over the last few minutes.
Claire with 16. Claire, Madison Claire with 17. 9 of 9 at the foul line tonight.
She is putting on a clinic.
I'm gonna prognosis on her that she's fit after being ill last Friday. Reset for White, left side three. Short, rebounded by Claire. Stripped away, though, by the Dragons. Tesholm drives, can't get that to go. Another rebound for Claire, fouls down, out of bounds, loses the ball to the Dragons.
A little contact on that particular play.
Little is operative in that
I'm trying to be kind.
Madison Claire got up and didn't believe there's no whistle either, but it was a lot of physicality.
Yeah, it really was.
Three off the back iron by Sledge, no, and another rebound for Claire. She was sick on Friday. Not so tonight.
Well, big difference in her play and Lauren Barella's.
Absolutely.
Sam Miller.
There was a three, no good.
Not sure you need it, though.
Yeah,
not sure you need it.
That would have brought the house down, leading by 17.
Yeah, it would have, but I don't think you need it.
So a lot of 5.5, 5:35, actually.
There's a lot of time left in this game.
Sledge to White, left side, three for Bailey White. It's good, and she's fouled.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't need that at all.
Don't need it.
Could be a four-point play. Second tray for White, and that's a really late closeout.
Yeah, and I'm not sure who the foul was on.
It's
Madison Claire.
Late closeout. Might have been a little Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, Bailey White into Madison Claire, which is smart. That's how you draw fouls. White misses again, though. She made her first free throw. She just missed four straight, Bailey White. Claire at the other end. That's no good. Fouled by Sledge and Claire back to the free throw line.
Now
try to add two more.
You'll take those drives like that all day when you're in the paint, Bob, because the more than likely you're going to get a foul shot out of this deal, as Madison Claire did. Great job initiating contact, drawing the contact.
She's 9 of 9 at the foul line tonight. Make it
10
of 10. And they are beating the pressure up four.
Well,
hence, you're getting some easy layups because of that.
And that is a key, no question about it.
And that's why Claire was open. Can't she go 11 for 11? That's on me, Madison. Sorry.
It's not on you, but there she goes again.
She got the rebound. Saunders got it back to Claire. That missed.
She turned her ankle.
Pulled down by block. And the Dragons. Yeah, Claire is down. And in pain underneath the hoop at the other end, the far end.
Yeah, and let's hope it's not too bad. Give her a second to get her, see how she does. She's still on the floor here.
We'll check on Madison Claire when we return on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
We see on the video, Madison Clare is putting pressure on the right foot, the lower leg. So that's a good sign.
Very good sign. She's moving okay.
Well, you're plus 15 tonight, so you may not need her with this 505 remaining. She's going to go to the locker room, actually. You certainly need her against either Dallas Clown or Emmaus.
No question about it.
She's actually just going to stretch it out.
Yeah, I think she's okay. I really do.
That if I was wearing number 5 in a Cannon McMillan uniform, that would be me at 3:30 in the morning stretching out my calf.
She's walking okay. She's walking.
That's the thing,
okay.
Right? You like to see them get up and walk off under their own power.
Yeah, when they can't, then you know you got a bad one.
Right. So Claire is out, but it is a 15-point lead for the Big Macs. Dragons inbound to block. They're in the full court left. Ryan Sledge, White.
Better guard her. Cannot let Bailey White get those feet set because she will knock that shot down.
It's Miller on her. It is Bobitsky who's checked in for Claire for the Big Macs. Good job by Borella now. And there's a drive by Sledge. That's no good. Who's going to get this rebound?
It's Sam Miller.
Yep. Outlet. Borella right side. She'll stop it and pull it out smart.
Yeah, smart play by Lauren Borella. She does such a good job running the show. Knows when to go, when not to go.
It's West Liberty, so them in their conference tournament over the weekend. There's a drive by Bobitsky, and Isabella Bobitsky is fouled. She'll shoot two.
All right, she gets a chance to redeem herself. She had missed the two previous free throws she took. And Claire looks okay. She's on the bench, and she's seems to be all right.
And again, when you're leading by 15, you won't need her. I believe that's it for Talia Block. She will foul out of this game, the freshman.
Yeah, that's her fifth.
With no points. A bunch of rebounds as well. And that will bring off the bench, Kalia Sharif. I had her with 5. You did. The scoreboard actually had her with 6. As if this was the NBA or the WNBA.
Well, we get an extra.
Yeah, Allardyce thought she only had 4.
I know.
So
I had her for 4, and that made it her 5th.
Me as well. Bobitsky. First is good.
She looked
good.
Really,
she had 10 last year, Tom, in the state playoff win at Allardyce. So.
Well, she looked good in that free throw. Good form, good rotation, nice release.
Free throws.
She's a good player.
Free throws have been big tonight.
Oh, they've been huge.
Both are good. 2 now for Bobitsky.
20 for 25. That's some really good shooting.
That's 80%.
Well,
thanks for throwing the lob up for me on the 20 for 25. I like the easy math problems. There's a drive, hangs and drops for Tesham, who now has 11.
Nice drive by Tessa that time.
43-28, still a 15-point lead for the Big Macs. Borella, not sure you needed this 3.
Yeah, I'm not sure why she took that
Stan
shot.
Stan is short. I mean, it was open, but
it doesn't
you're
matter.
Trying. You're right. I agree with you.
And Coach Fontana is all over her. That is just not smart basketball. You got to be smarter than that because you're giving the other team another possession.
They got a long 3. That's no good from Sledge. Rebound, though, Bailey White on the right side. She'll stop and reset. That's a contested 3. No good. Good rebound by Manson. Fires it out to Sledge. Her 3. That is no good. This rebound, finally, Borella. She'll cross it over. Drive. Scoop. No. Rebound. No. But Bobitsky is fouled, and Isabella Bobitsky will shoot 2.
She'll go back and for another 2. She made her last 2, so she's 2 for 4. And that foul was on Bailey White, I believe.
It is.
You can hear some of the fans from Allardyce not pleased with the officiating.
After missing 2, Bobitsky, 3 of 3 here in the fourth quarter.
Tell you what, this is really fantastic free throw shooting.
Second for Bobitsky, foul line right. Big Macs are 6 of 7 from the line in this fourth quarter.
Well, it's been the difference.
That's how
Bob.
You put it away.
Absolutely.
They were 7 of 8 in the semifinals in the final 40 seconds against Mount Lebanon. And then 12 of 18 in the fourth quarter in the championship win over Norwin. They're about to head to the PIAA quarterfinals.
Yeah, barring a miracle by Alderdice, I agree with you.
Babitsky will drive.
Oh,
she
my.
She's hammered by Sharif.
Hammer's an understatement. Wow. Yeeks.
Two more free throws for Babitsky. Pops right back up.
Oh, and she's proving that those first two she missed were kind of a fluke. So good for Izzy Babitsky.
Four in a row for Izzy. And it stops there. But still a 13-point lead for Ken McMillan. Actually, 17, excuse me. 45-28. We're finishing touch for the Big Macs. Splits the pair.
All five of Babitsky's points have come from the foul line.
Claire is 18. 10 of those at the free throw line. There's a tie-up. Good job by Saunders. The ball will come over to Cannon McMillan.
Well, she did the right thing. You know how we talk about slapping down. She just kept both hands
right
up in the air. Great job, Faye Saunders, who picked up those two early free throws. She's been able to play effectively.
Yeah, just one foul after those two.
Correct, and that's really important since you have Madison Clare on the sidelines there.
Right, and she's going to be able to rest that ankle injury, it looks like, till the next game. That could have been some fouls there. No whistle. Saunders chasing the basketball. Saunders will drive the baseline, flip it out to Barella. She'll flip it out.
Great job. Play a little keep away.
And Stanton with it over to Sam Miller. They're double-teaming the ball. Still no foul. Saunders on the right wing. Back out half court. Miller near side. Stanton back to Miller. No whistle there.
They're trying to foul and they're not calling.
No whistle there.
It's unbelievable.
They're slapping. That's four times they slapped. Kenny Mack will take it. The clock's down to 2:15.
Yeah, heck yeah. They don't want to foul.
They're just playing keep away. Finally, Sledge is like, I'm going to have to be drastic here and grab some jersey. Ryan Sledge picks up the personal.
Boy, even you take a look at Ellen Gillard. She's just beside herself because she told her kids to foul and they were fouling.
And there was no whistle.
I don't understand that. Sam Miller at the line.
She's got two field goals, 2 threes.
Yeah, well,
six points. That's what she does.
That's what she does.
Had three big ones in the win Friday against Governor Mifflin. Four big ones in the championship win over Norwin and makes the first free throw. We'll get the bench emptying a little bit for the Dragons. Frankie Hudson, the senior, will check in. Monica Neely, the freshman, also will check in off the bench. This could be the end to the fantastic career of Bailey White.
Oh, man, what a player.
2,148 points as we speak. Both free throws good for Miller, by the way. That's tops at Alderdice. That might never even be broken.
Oh, that may not be broken.
Long three for Sledge, no good. Rebound is being fought for. There's a tie-up between Stanton and Manson. Manson,
they called,
was going, we were doing wrestling. She was going for a cradle.
They called Stanton on the foul.
Could have blown that either way.
Yes, you really could have.
I think you do it on the defensive player. Pass out off the hands of Hudson. Turnover for the Dragons with a minute 55 left. So Dallas down in Emmaus. They have just tipped off. That's the winner of that one. Second place teams from District 3 and District 11 to face Cannon McMillan on Friday. Site time to be determined. I'd assume we would pick up coverage on WJPA.
What a display of basketball here by the Big Mac. So impressive. Faye Saunders bringing it back out front. And now John Fontana is going to empty his bench, which is a really good move.
It's another reach in on Sledge. It'll be two free throws. Definitely a class move for Barella.
Yes.
As Alana Bevin will check in. Juliana Laurier. Isabella Hunt and Madeline Hyatt off the bench for the Big Macs.
Look at the fans. What a crowd the Big Macs brought to this game. So impressive.
Levy will come back in off the bench for the Dragons.
When you win, they will come. No question about it.
Great crowd here tonight. The shorter trip to Peters Township, but they showed up in force. You had one state playoff win last year, the first ever in this 50-year history.
Got two this year.
You've doubled that.
I know.
And you're going to more. You're in the quarterfinals.
I'll tell you what.
In a minute 33.
They got a great team.
And this team, again, responsible for the turnaround. As freshmen, they had one section win. As Borella splits the pair, she'll leave with 6 points. 5-16 as sophomores, 12-10. Now they've got 10 playoff games together. They're 12 straight. This is going to be their 12th straight win. They've got a WPL championship under their belt. Those seniors have turned this program around. Minute 20 left for the Dragons. They missed a three, but they got the rebound to Levy, to White. She'll spin. Flips to the near side. Back to White, open three. Got it. That'll give her 16 on her third tray.
Well, you know she was going to make a few.
We'll make the counter go to 21-51. She gets a steal. How about 21-53 now for Bailey White career-wise? But you held her in check.
Oh, my God.
She got on track a little bit in the third quarter.
Yeah, she's.
But their defense against White was fantastic.
They did a wonderful job.
There's a steal by Shira Levy. She'll drive in and score. Just making the final score look a little more respectable. 14-point lead. Another steal for the Dragons. More chance of points for White. She'll pass it up, though. They'll flip it over. Manson has it. Levy right side three. That's no good. Rebound falling down is Monica Neely, and she'll be able to shoot two.
Well, I'm a little surprised that Alder Dice was pressing after they put their substitutes in the game, Bob.
Neely, the freshman, or the senior. She's another senior off the bench.
And I'm surprised they're keeping Bailey White in the game.
No good on first free throw.
How about this statistic? 4-for-12 from the foul line for Alder Dice.
So if you sub White out, she would get a well-deserved ovation. She'll get two more points, maybe.
And I think
she does.
I think they should do that.
She certainly deserves it. She had the 20 points in this game. Up the floor to Big Macs now. Finally get it in the forecourt. They'll get it to Bevan. So Lucy Fleming is also in. 6 seconds. It's going to be a 49-37 victory for Cannon McMillan. They advance to the state quarterfinals.
Excellent effort tonight. What a great display.
District champ versus district champ. The City League champs are done. The WPIL champs are advancing against either Dallastown or Emmaus.
And the magic continues for the Big Macs.
23-4 now for Cannon McMillan. Back to talk about it on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Printscape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Back at the HN Arena, Bob Workless, Tom Drakely, the WJPA Sports Network, as Kenny McMillan defeats Alderdice 49-37. They're on to the PIAA quarterfinals. Sometimes, Tom, when you break through all of the rhetoric and all of the metrics, which there are plenty of those, right?
Correct.
It's as simple as defensive free throws, if you ask me. That's why Kenny McMillan is plus 12 in this one.
Yeah, they played so effectively defensively, and they held Bailey White. Let's face it, she scored eight quick points at the end.
She gets 27 at the end, right?
Yeah. But
if you watch the first half,
right,
it was textbook.
I mean, the way they guarded her, the way they helped off her, when he went to the zone, gave up a few drives to the basket, I give it that. But, boy, did they handle the pressure, scored off of that, and then were able to draw fouls and get out of the foul line and make 26 for 33. You're going to win a lot of games shooting that from the foul line.
26 of 33 indeed. Madison Clare finishes with 18 points, 8 points for Miller, 2 threes and 2 free throws. Bobitsky, 5 of 6 from the foul line in the fourth, 6 points for Varela, 6 points for Saunders, 6 points including 3 free throws for Brooks Stanton, who also had a big 3 in the third quarter, but the defense was great. The great career of Bailey White is done. Alderdice finishes at 20-7. Bailey White with 20 points finishes her career with 2,155 points. It's another game for the Big Macs, Tom.
That's great.
It's Allistown or Emmaus who tipped off at 7 o'clock.
The Big Mac fans can get ready for some travel. I have no idea where they're going to go, but I'm sure they're going to bring their fans. And this is well-earned, well-deserved. They played great basketball the end of the third, the start of the fourth, Bob. That was the difference of the game. And just a tremendous effort by the Big Mac players tonight. John Fontana told me, I thought we could take advantage of them inside, and you saw that all night.
It's time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Our Washington County College Center player of the game is senior Madison Clare, Tom. She was ill on Friday. She might have made the Dragons feel a little bit sick tonight with her performance, especially from the foul line.
Yeah, she was tremendous. Just an outstanding performance individually, but, you know, collectively is what makes this team go. They play so well together. They are so very unselfish. Lauren Barella does such a good job controlling the offensive tempo for Cannon McMillan, and you got to credit all of them. How about Faye Saunders? Two early fouls, comes back in and gets every rebound in sight. That's just what she does, and you have to be awfully impressed with their effort tonight, beating a district champ. And hey, they're still playing in the state tournament. Third game now. This will be great.
Safe travels tomorrow on your way to Altoona, Tom.
I hope it's as good as what we saw tonight.
Thank you to our crew tonight for bringing you this. Tom Drakely, Jason Tennant, Brandon Bennett, Kyle Lamb, and Bob Workless. Thanks to our sponsors covered tonight on the WJPA Sports Network, brought to you by Washington Greene County Chapter, Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19 just north of the Meadows. By Washington Financial Bank for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. Visit Greene. Greene County has something for everyone. Log on to visitgreene.org. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraupforsenate.com. By Sunny Days In-Home Care, providing compassionate care in the comfort of home, sunnydaysinhomecare.com. by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. By Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Bob Workwist, your final score. Kenny McMillan, 49. Alderdice, 37. It's Short Tears Houston and Bishop McCourt in progress next on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.